Our next presentation, FOV disease assay development and major FOV pathotype virulence comparison, Dr. Liu and his authors.
All right. We just from the previous presentation, we heard about the assays in the green, especially in the greenhouse. We see a lot of these variations and the more heavier kind of things, and we are plagued with these kind of problems too. So anyway, we're trying to use some of the develop some more new method and trying to compare some of the virulences of these two major pest types in the FOVs. Yeah. So one of the objects is trying to basically so this new method is we're trying to is more it's a kind of geared toward the vascular incompetent pathotype kind of so that's include the race four race anything that beside the race one group that is race 1, 2, 6 and so that means Australian isolates and race four isolates type kind of things so that's and the other one type is we call it vascular competent type incompetent type so in routinely we use the two kind of the inoculation method in our labs to assay the disease and the first one is a stem puncture and the stem puncture is basically what we do is use a needle to puncture deliver about 20 microliter right under the cotyledons when plant is about 3 to 5 true leaf stages and then observe the symptoms. And for the root dip assay, we just uproot the plants and dip them in the Canidia solution for about 3 to 5 minutes. And then transplant back into the soil and then observe the symptoms. Yeah. So what we are interested in is trying to see is, like say, basically, there is two types of the pathotypes. What we think is, so one is that I just said it's a race four and Australian, everything maybe even race three. All those is basically is what we call vascular incompetent, and they don't produce any symptoms in the stem puncture assays, and the way in the stem puncture assays the vascular competent group. Basically, that's what we call true vascular invaders. You see, we observe the with symptoms. And in this case, we bypass the root system, directly introduce the pathogen into the vascular systems. So anyway, they are compatible with the vascular system. And in the root dip assay, we see both types of the past types produce symptoms here. So there is some limitations about both of these procedures. As for the stem puncture assay, we see it's not effective to the vascular incompetent isolate. And another thing is a problem with this assay is it's there is a very, very tiny window of inoculation time. So if you miss that, it has to be 3 to 5 leaf stages. If you miss that stages, the symptoms is going to be very mild and even miss all the symptoms at all. So it's kind of challenging to using this method. But anyway, this is great for identification of the vascular competent, the race 1, 2, 6 groups. And root dip, it works for both isolates, but one of the things is, it's a kind of very messy operation and it causes root damages. So basically, it's not really mimicking the natural infection condition which is encountered by this vascular incompetent type like race 4 Australian races because it's those are usually found in the where the no root, what the nematode is, was found, and no root damage is needed to cause the infection. It may mimic the race one type, which is a nematode helps to invade, let this pathogen to invade. So another thing is that this method is very messy, and there is a great quarantine concern when you're handling with the emerging isolates. So basically we developed a new method and trying to, which can work on this vascular incompetent isolates like race 4 and Australian isolates. So anyway, so this is basically we mix with 1.5 gram cotton root powder with the 50 gram of soil, and then mix with the conidia and put about 50 gram, and put that into the soil cup, about 500 ml cup on top of that, and then transplant that cotton seedling with about 2 to 3 centimeters long, pre-germinated into the hole. And then we grow the plants in the growth chamber and observe for 9 weeks. And what we did is we used the susceptible coco cultivar as the host, and we actually I used 9 different isolates representing all these 2 major pest types and some other isolates too. And in this talk, I'm just going to talk about only a few representative ones. So this is basically a kind of phylogenetic tree, what kind of race we use. I included race 1, and this is this clade is come from this one. It's basically it's a 1-2-6 gray clade. And then the next one is a race 4 group. I included the California race 4, and it's Cal 12 and Cal 9. And another one is original type specimen of the race 4. And then the next one I'm talking about is the Australian isolates. So this is how we scored the plants on the disease index scale 0 to 4. This is also going to especially when the symptoms come up at different stages, it's kind of very hard to have a uniform rating scale. So sometimes you have to be very careful about this because, like I say, race 4 is coming up symptom very early in the very young, and Australian isolates is start have symptom at later stages. And anyway, so disease severity is just using this equation. Basically, it's kind of weighted average kind of thing. So here is the disease severity observations. California race 4 type, it start showing the symptoms at about 3 days. And they are very young, so it's kind of misleading at the beginning because the rating, it's we use that system. Only a few leaves there, so it's say all the leaves coming down, maybe the rating still counted as very low according to my system. But anyway, so they kind of it may be higher here, but at later stages this is kind of pretty accurate, but here maybe not. But anyway, it's the symptoms starting here, and a lot of times they can, like say, all the leaves kind of dying, but most of the time they kind of start rebound and recover. And then, anyway, so they kind of gradually coming. And for the Australian isolates, what we see is it's there is about 2 week delay, so it's only starting showing symptoms at 5 weeks. And at that time, plant is quite big. I will show the picture. And once its onset starts, it's very fast progress, and immediately, I mean, almost killing. Like so, almost all plants collapse very fast, and you can see it's going to up very to the sky. Yeah, and race 1 isolates, in this case, we don't see any symptoms, and of course, this race 4 is a lot of people work with this type specimen and what we think it might already lost the pathogenicity. Okay, so, and of course water control doesn't have any things over here. So this is exactly the opposite of what we see from the stem puncture analysis. And the stem puncture analysis we see is what's that? Race one type, that's a vascular competent type, is a knocked out. And in this assay, opposite is a race four type, Australian type, is causing the disease, and race one is not. So it's kind of very, complementing two research. Oh, it's already summing up. So anyway, so this is my symptoms here, and basically what we see is this Australian biotype, water is here, Australian biotype, and the race one, and this is a race, California race four kind of things. And more of these things, Australia, race one, race four, and race four, race four. And this is an original type specimen. So what we see is quite pretty, the heavy symptoms on the race four and Australian biotype. And the vascular staining is the same thing over here. So we see the Australian type is a heavy vascular staining and a little lighter vascular staining on the race four. And race one doesn't have any staining, and the water control race four and on the Australian biotype. And here is a vascular browning, just to see the race four is about a little bit less vascular browning, and then the Australian biotype. And this is just a frequency distribution of the how these things goes. I just say Australian biotype is very heavily a lot of the vascular staining here, and corresponding to the heavy disease, and a little bit lighter vascular staining on the race four, and less disease on the race four. And this is the shoot dry weight. At 9 weeks, it basically they are the same reduction for the Australian biotype and the race four biotype. So basically, that's what we hear. The assay is very, very important, and we maybe need the, and this thing is important of this assay is that this assay is producing any damage to the root system, so it should be very, very comparable to the for the race four Australian biotype isolates. Thank you.
We have time for one question.